Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. It's time for another one of our favorite things to do, another episode of In Other News with Pat Beeman. Pat, glad you could join us. I know it's been a while.
So. Happy holidays, guys. Hey, it's good to be back.
Absolutely. Thanks. And the wolf is sitting down. Believe it or not, this episode is sponsored by the Wisdom app. So the Wisdom app is conversations that matter. It's a pragmatic solution to monetize your expertise while doing good by helping people. And the Wisdom app needs people like you to make them a success, and they provide mentors and experts with the necessary tools to take questions from your community, and it allows you to share your expertise and build your professional brand. So Wisdom reached out to us, asked us if we would join the app and host a room. So on Friday, this Friday, December 3rd at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, the Wolf and I will be on the Wisdom app, so please stop in, download the Wisdom app. It's available for iOS only right now. Create a profile, follow us. We are at Wolf Shepherd, and we'll hang out for 20 or 30 minutes and talk about some stuff. So with all that being said, let's talk about some news stories.
Yeah, before we start that, Pat, do you have any words of wisdom? Anything which, like, for decades has been your go-to advice that you've frequently shelled out to people?
Generally, I just say, if you're waiting on me, you're going backwards.
Right.
So that's about it.
It's not very beneficial for the listener, though, is it?
Honestly, I didn't realize anything was beneficial for the listener.
What about you, Shepherd? Do you have any words of wisdom that you've told your kids or your wife?
Don't believe everything.
Other than that, be quiet and leave me alone. That's...
Well, is that wisdom or is that a demand?
Well, it is, because if they don't, they get a slap upside the head. So it's exactly. Pretty good wisdom.
Yeah, that is pretty good. It's wise for them to follow my instructions.
It is, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But other than that, no, actually, I would say no, I don't impart wisdom to anybody.
Would you think nowadays wisdom is just called hacks? You know, like you get internet hacks. Well, really, that's just wisdom.
Life hacks. Yeah, we did an episode about life hacks and all that. And some were good and some were not. Let's be honest.
Were there good ones in there?
Probably not.
You know, I mean, the one where we had the doll's head and you stick a light in it for a night light for your kid to give him nightmares, PTSD for the next 20 years.
That's very wise.
Yeah, that was the best one, isn't it?
I think so too.
Yeah. So do have some news articles. It's a mix as always. Just running through here. We have an article about the Weather Girls. You know those ones who sang It's Raining Men about 40 years ago? Yeah.
That was the Weather Girls?
Yeah.
That was the name of the band that wrote that song?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm. Did you know that, Pat?
I did not realize that.
Kind of snaps in well. You're setting yourself up for a one-hit wonder, though, aren't you? If you call yourself the Weather Girls and release a song called It's Raining Men, I mean, your next title's not going to be called Love on the Riverboat, is it?
That's true. I'm familiar with the song, but I really did not know that was the name of the group that sang it. And I just thought it was one person too.
No, that's obviously that's the not. Whole girls thing. More of them. We have an article on Paw Patrol, one of my favorites.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. An article on San Francisco, which is, I think, the West Coast equivalent of our Florida stories. Mm. With the crazy people we get in Florida, we also... In San Francisco, it's kind of crazy people in charge.
But it's a different kind of crazy over there.
Different type of crazy.
Yeah.
Get you killed crazy. Man saves the world with his penis, which, let's be honest, we all set off on that journey and fail miserably. But
now, should we at this point, by the way, remind everybody, these are legitimate news stories.
Oh, yeah.
These are not news stories that you wrote about yourself.
Mostly not, no.
Because I know you could write a story for, like, The Onion or something about you saving the world.
That one would not apply to me. Man saves world with penis. No,
okay.
No.
Just making sure.
We've got another article on toilet problems.
Oh, those are always good, for our plumbing listeners.
Yeah, and to finish off, we have an article about the X-Men.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The comic book X-Men?
Doesn't matter.
Oh,
just the X-Men, generically. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right.
And who used to be men and are no longer men?
I don't want to spoil it. Oh, sure. I think they still are men. You're just not allowed to refer to them as such.
Right.
The ex people.
Well, let's be careful.
Yeah.
Let's be careful. Right. It's getting a little slippery. Yeah. Mm.
Save us, Wait. Dave Chappelle. You're our only hope.
Yes. Not only that, we don't want to do like an hour and 40 minutes and then all of a sudden get a phone call from you at night saying, yeah, let's not release that episode. That got a little too bad.
Yeah.
And so now it's okay. In the vault.
Well, let me get onto the weather girls. Now, yes. Do you remember what they look like? Because as always, we have to give our listening only audience references to photos.
Right, because we have Pat Beeman with us from On an Island. Yeah. Well, no, but because we have Pat Beeman from On an Island, we don't video these for YouTube because we're protecting his privacy.
Yeah.
Now, you got to show us a picture because we didn't even know the name of the band to start with. So How many weather girls are there?
Two.
Oh. That's fairly
qualifies as a band.
I know. I thought it was going to be like four, like the Spice Girls.
Well, here we are.
Are there four Spice Girls?
There were five, mate.
Yeah.
Well, there was at least four.
And then one dropped out.
Which one?
The
British one?
They were all British, mate.
No, the one that always wore the British flag.
Oh,
that was Sporty
Spice. Sporty Spice was the one who, that was the Scouser one, the one from Liverpool who couldn't sing. And there was Baby Spice. That's Emma, the cute. She was the only cute looking one.
The baby one is the one that always wore the dress that looked like the UK flag.
Right? No, that was Jerry Halliwell. I can't remember what.
Isn't that baby?
No, she was the one with the gingerish hair who always wore the tight dress. The right. That was Jerry Halliwell. I can't remember what her Spice character was called, though. Certainly wasn't Baby Spice. That was the blonde one.
Was it Ginger Spice? Because you just said she was a ginger.
Yeah, ginger.
And then, was there a Ginger Spice?
Yeah, Ginger Spice. That's then Jerry Halliwell.
It was Scary, Sporty,
Posh Spice. Posh. Is married to David Beckham.
That's the hot one.
Mm,
yeah.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Of the five, let's be honest. Of the five, don't you pick that
Baby
one?
Spice.
What's the posh one's name? Her real name?
Victoria
Beckham.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but she wasn't a Beckham when she was in the Spice Girls, was she?
She was. She got married during that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought David Beckham picked her up like from a concert or something.
Nah.
Like went backstage
She was already kind of famous, and then they met each other at some fashion crap. And
was
then,
she famous before she was a Spice Girl?
No.
Well, you just said she was already famous.
Well, when David Beckham met her.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right.
And none of this might be accurate if you're listening, but yes, don't bother looking it up because we don't care.
Did you ever see the movie?
Which movie?
The Spice Girls movie.
No.
I didn't either.
I bet.
Pat, did you?
I didn't know they had one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it animated or real life?
No, it's real life.
What do you mean it's real life? Well, it's like a documentary, mockumentary type movie.
It was animated. I thought it was like a Scooby-Doo or something.
Yeah. Oh, don't bring up Scooby-Doo.
Don't bring up Scooby-Doo.
Anyway, back to the weather girls.
I don't know if this is...
This is the weather women first.
Yeah, I don't know if this is them now or then, because they must be like close to 70 years old now.
It has to be them now.
Does it?
If they'd be dead if it was them then.
Well, I don't know, because they look pretty old when they did it.
Does the news article say when the song came out?
Probably.
Okay, good. Because
you're assuming I've read it, right?
Well, that's true too. Yeah. But that is definitely the weather...
Girls.
Ladies.
Yeah, no. Weather ladies. Anyway.
Let's be proper. Let's be respectful. They're the weather ladies.
Yeah.
Now, maybe by the end of this article, we're going to call them the weather something else's.
Right. Okay. So the article is entitled, It's Raining Them.
Oh, no.
Which is my preferred pronoun. I just want to be referred to as them. A collective but not descriptive.
Here comes that slippery slope again.
Yeah. Be careful. Right. It's Raining Them. Weather girls, smash it. 80s classic is reworked for the woke generation to make it more inclusive. Now, I don't know if they're still singing it, but they've got a picture of a woman who is singing it, the inclusive version, and it looks like...
Wait, so
I don't know. Describe that, Pat. You're a man of great descriptive words for ladies. What's that?
It's an ugly gray slick, I think, with the whole chainmetal hair thing going and...
I'm not quite sure what that is, actually. It looks like a woman, and she's got a bunch of like silver chains draped over her.
Yeah, it looks like chainmail on her head,
right?
Like from Monty Python.
Well, that speaks of inclusivity to me. So, for the first time in history, it's going to stop raining men. The Weather Girls' 1982 disco hit has been given a woke makeover to use more inclusive pronouns.
Wait a second. Was that a disco song?
Oh, it's clearly.
It was a gay disco song, mate.
It was gay?
The video had lots of guys in shorts, okay, dancing around with, well, they might have even been leather pants, I don't know, and all these,
yeah. Well, it sounds men. Like you should know, because I've never seen the video, but apparently you have.
Well, you were only like about 10 when it came out, weren't you?
82? I was like four.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, well, you must. Oh, well,
did that make everybody in the room feel old now?
No.
Yes.
Okay, good. That was the point of that.
Right. With the blessing of the song's writer, Paul Schaefer, it has been updated to change.
Paul Schaefer, like as in
as David Letterman? Letterman's man. Yes.
Paul Schaefer? You're kidding. Yeah.
No.
Schaefer, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's Schaefer. I did not know he wrote that song.
I had forgotten it until he read it in.
But you knew that.
I did know that at one time, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the rewrite, released to mark World Pride Month, whenever that is, aims to make everyone feel included and to celebrate non-binary and transgender artists. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was waiting for it to rain, I'd want it to be quite specific what it is going to be raining, because I don't want to stand out there and waste my time.
True.
Right?
It's raining in Selma Heights.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be out there.
Like lots of Selma Heights.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Going to be out there.
Yes.
And probably a white van or something to whisk them away.
Yeah. Well, if there's a bunch of them, 18
to
wheeler.
To an undisclosed location.
Yeah, like Epstein Island.
Yeah.
So, back up though. Is it the original people re-recording it, or is somebody covering this?
I haven't got to that bit yet.
Oh,
it might be that weird thing in the silver chains which is covering it.
All right, so maybe this next piece is going to figure that out.
So it means the chorus to the karaoke favorite will become "It's Raining Them, Hallelujah, It's Raining Them,
It's Raining
Amen.
Them,
yeah.
Hallelujah, It's but, Raining Them."
But hold up, they've changed more of it. And the classic lines, "Tall, blonde, dark and lean," I don't know how you'd be blonde and dark and lean, "rough and tough and strong and mean," have been replaced with "cool, bold, strong and keen, proud and loud and hear and seen." The reference to Mother Nature being a single woman has been changed to "they're a single person." I don't
honestly
know.
You just heard me sing the only part of that song I know.
Yeah.
And I disagree a little bit with the article. Is that really a karaoke favorite? Is it?
I've heard people sing it karaoke.
Well, I think you're going to the wrong karaoke bars.
That might be true.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, to be honest, you shouldn't really have that in YMCA on rotation, should you?
No, I don't think so.
The line, "so that each and every woman could find her perfect guy," will be sung, "so that each and every person could find their perfect type." The new version, released today by Mila Jam, which is probably that.
Okay, so there you go. So it's not the original.
Not the originals, because like Pat said, they might be dead.
True. Don't know. I mean, anybody that was an adult in 82 is probably dead by now, right?
Well, doubtful, mate.
Oh.
It's like 40 years ago. So if you're 18, it's like 58. It's not really that much of a death sentence.
That's pretty old, though, isn't it?
In dog years.
Oh, true.
Or maybe it's not old in dog years. How old's a dog if it's 58?
What do you do? Divide by 7, right?
Yeah, so roughly 8-ish.
Yeah.
The new version, released today by Mila Jam, an American transgender singer and gay rights activist, said, "It's an honor to perform, It's Raining Them. We haven't always been in this position, so I think it's important that we tell our stories and make some good out of it. To ensure the new lyrics are fully inclusive, the producers of It's Raining Them worked alongside the charity Gendered Intelligence, which raises awareness of gender identity and aims to improve trans people's quality of life." And what better way to prove that than releasing a song called It's Raining Them?
So we still have this problem, and I know this is not Hollywood, right?
Mm.
But since it's the music business, it's still the entertainment business. They just keep remaking everything. That's basically what this whole article is. They're taking this theme song, I guess, or disco theme that I had no idea was that big of a deal in you know, that world, right?
Yeah.
Changing it up and redoing it. Why can't they just write a brand new song?
Well, I'm a bit worried about the lyric.
Why don't they take like climate change and rope it together? Like,
because that's not real.
It's melting them rather than it's raining.
Well, I don't like the lyric. I want to go out and let myself get absolutely soaking wet. Because like I said, when we knew it was going to be Salma Hayek, I'm down with it.
Yes.
But now I'm just going to be looking out the window, and if this isn't for me, I'm just going to close the curtains and stay indoors because it's...
True.
Yeah. Anyway, another...
Moving on
to Paw Patrol.
Yes.
Yes, nothing controversial about this.
Oh, well, of course not.
Cancel culture mob brands Paw Patrol copaganda, which is a new word if you support the police. It's called copaganda.
Oh,
which,
I didn't know that.
Which indoctrinates children into a pro-police stance.
Okay, so let's back up, though. Mm. Let's talk about copaganda.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard that term. Pat, have you heard the term copaganda?
I don't think I'm familiar with copaganda. I did know that the Paw Patrol was canceled for promoting the authentic law enforcement lifestyle.
Yeah.
So is it authentic to dress a dog up as a policeman and drive a car?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Just double checking. Copaganda in English means something completely different. Copaganda, cop means look, and aganda obviously means look. So, sorry, take a look. So copaganda means take a look.
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. Obviously doesn't mean that here. So anyway, Paw Patrol. I thought
it meant feel a goose.
Feel a goose.
Maybe copaganda.
Yeah, it could be molesting a waterfowl.
That should be illegal.
What, do you want to ban it along with Paw Patrol, or should we take it separately?
No, just molesting waterfowl should be illegal.
Why?
Did you have a duck at one time?
Exactly.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Sensitive issue. Like
ducks.
Yeah.
Geese, so, not so fond of, but leave the ducks alone.
I had a goose who was a friend, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I used to feed it Milky Way.
What was his name?
Milky Way.
Milky Way the goose?
Because he ate Milky Way.
Oh.
I had to think of it on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, that was creative.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, Paw Patrol team facing wrath of Woke Brigade and show-branded copaganda. Critics claim the hit animated children's show shows the police in a positive light.
So that's a bad thing.
Will the horrors never end? Cartoon detractors say Chase, a German Shepherd police officer, is portrayed as being more valiant than the other characters.
I think that... Back up a little bit. Paw Patrol, they're all dogs, right?
Mm.
So each dog, this is hard just not to even laugh at, but each dog has a job, right?
Yeah.
And so,
but they work for the collective good, though. Okay. That's why they're the Paw Patrol.
But stereotypically, right?
Yeah.
German Shepherds are kind of looked at as like police attack dogs. Yeah. Police dogs. Okay. Yeah. So is there a firefighter dog?
Yeah.
Is it a Dalmatian?
Don't think so. Until I get... Oh, here we go. It's a
picture. Oh, is there a picture of all the dogs?
Yeah. There's a bulldog, which looks like a construction worker.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he looks like... If you were going to turn a New York construction worker into a dog, that would be it, probably.
But, okay. So let's go through the dogs right now. So
I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
I don't know what dog that is.
Oh, no. Look, that's a firefighter dog, and it's a Dalmatian.
Okay. So why is that got to be a Dalmatian for fighting fires?
Just hang on. Bear with me. Let's get through the dogs. That's obviously the police dog.
Chase.
What is that dog?
It's the token female dog. I don't think she does anything.
What?
Oh, nurse.
What is her mission supposed to be?
I don't know.
It was obvious that the construction worker.
Karen.
What do you think that dog does?
I think she's... some sort of healthcare worker.
It looks like a Olivia,
nurse, doctor.
It looks a bit like a chiropractor. John, if she was a dog. Yeah, but
what kind of dog is that supposed to be?
I don't know.
Like a cocker spaniel?
No.
Oh, okay. So there's four of them?
No, there's two more here, and I've got no clue what these other two even look like. One of them looks like a mailed USPS worker. I don't know what that one does.
That's a wiener dog, isn't it? Isn't that a wiener dog? A Dachshund, or however you say that? Doesn't that kind of look like a wiener dog?
Could be on the left there.
Yeah.
I don't know
what he's
doing. I thought there
are any he'd be like the pizza delivery dog, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like he's got a jetpack.
Well, anyway, there's six of them.
Okay, so here's the point. Shouldn't we be attacking this show for stereotyping?
What are they stereotyped?
Are you kidding me? The police dog is a German Shepherd. The firefighter dog is a Dalmatian. the New York City construction worker is a fat bulldog. I mean, why are we not attacking this show for stereotyping dogs?
I don't think we should attack it at all. It's a lovely show. My son loves it.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially Chase, the police dog, because he's so much better than all the other dogs in the show.
Actually, is Peter behind this?
Peter. Oh, the dude who rewrote the...
No, Peter. What?
Peter.
Not oh, Peter.
P-E-T-A.
Yes.
The People eating tasty animals. Yeah.
The animal rights people.
Yeah.
Is this their doing?
No.
It should be.
No.
See, this is why we need
PETA. It's probably Antifa or somebody. No, I don't know.
But we need PETA to take care of these dogs for being stereotyped.
I think PETA appreciates a dog living out its fantasies.
Yeah.
And serving the world.
Right.
Yeah, but they're probably not getting paid. Maybe they're being forced into this. Like, that's forced labor.
Again, that's a different group. All PETA wants you to do is not eat the animal.
Oh.
Or be mean to them.
And they're not being eaten. Or being mean, yeah. Exactly.
Okay,
so... Wages, that's a complete... you pay your animal, your fictitious animal, completely different government division.
But wouldn't you agree that forced slavery of cartoon dogs... is bad, and PETA should stand up
I don't
up
know
for
why
this.
You think they're not getting paid.
How do you know they're not
I'm sure
paid,
they're getting man. Imaginary money.
Okay, but how do you know they are getting paid?
Have you seen where they live and the vehicles they drive?
Exactly.
No, I haven't.
Dude.
Oh.
It's like Elon Musk land where they live.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, no, they're taking care of me.
Okay. I just worry about the welfare of cartoon dogs.
Oh, so here's another complaint. Right, here we go, from Twitter. No surprise. Pretty much all of the rescues that happen could be handled by Marshall, the fire department dog, and Sky, the air rescue dog, yet they centered the movie around Chase, the police dog, being the hero. I downloaded this movie, actually. It's good. Meanwhile, a scene in the film in which Chase says he suffers post-traumatic stress disorder has been accused of encouraging children to believe police are empathetic.
Wait, so the dog admits he has PTSD in the movie?
Yeah. I don't know if he uses that exact phrase.
Oh. But you said you saw the movie.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember that part in the movie?
I can't remember him using that phrase. I can't remember him saying, I have PTSD.
Mm.
No, I can't remember
that. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, so only one of the six original dogs, Sky, a cockapoo. Is that a dog?
Well, that's one of those designer dogs, you know, where they crossbreed two purebred dogs and create new breed.
Well, that's the female one, and she's a helicopter pilot, because they're also attacking it promotes authoritarian neoliberal propaganda and patriarchal gender performance.
But this was believable until that part that you're saying.
That a female dog can fly helicopters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything else I could believe up until that part.
It was pretty much a documentary till that bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, woke people don't like Paw Patrol. That's the... And they can piss off.
I feel like they should.
What's that?
I feel like they're missing the point.
Well, they always miss the point. That's why they complain about everything.
Oh, but they're making these dogs heroes. And dogs are heroes.
Yeah.
So why are they so against it? Because of the... Copaganda part?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What if the Paw Patrol closed one of their shows singing the new anthem, It's Raining Them?
See, that's why we have Pat here.
I think that they could bring it all back together.
Or they could change the song to somehow do the It's Raining Cats and Dogs and take the cats part out because we don't like cats. That's what needs to be remade.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to San Francisco, not literally, because we don't want to.
No.
But San Francisco rolls out a program to pay people $300 a month not to shoot each other in a bid to curb gun violence in woke city where crime is basically legal. Now, how do they know you haven't shot anybody?
That's a good point.
It'd be the honor system.
Do you think these people are going to abide by the honor system?
So... Are you telling me that if I lived in San Francisco, I get a monthly check for $300 just because I don't shoot anybody?
Well, I think there has to be some criteria, like you have previously shot somebody and a don't do it again type thing. I don't know, because as usual, I haven't read the article. I just go clickbait on the headlines.
I got you.
Right. But no, yeah, they're paying $300 to risks. I mean, they're not going to pay Pat's wife, Karen, not to shoot people.
Oh.
No, I don't know. They might
very
do.
Very
disappointing.
Yeah.
honestly, they probably should, because her name is Karen. And yeah. if you're going to have a woman go out there and shoot somebody, there's probably like a 80% chance her name's Karen.
Yeah, but if you noticed in all the instances on the news of Karens, they never have guns, Karens.
Oh, that's true. That's probably because their driver has the gun.
They just have a sharp tongue.
Yes, and a bob haircut.
Yeah. So let's get into the meat of the story. Yes. The Dream Keeper Fellowship will give the money in gift cards to 10 individuals who are deemed at high risk of committing a shooting or being shot. I'd wonder what you get paid for not being shot.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Participants could receive an extra $200 if they meet specific benchmarks like getting a job or going to their parole appointments. The program's rollout comes as California pushes to become the first state to pay people who are addicted to drugs if they promise to get sober.
You know, just going out on a limb here, but if they can already identify the 10 people most likely to shoot someone, why don't they just buy them a bus ticket to Nebraska and solve the problem?
Or maybe just keep them locked up if they're at high risk. Because surely that's the whole point of releasing people on parole, right? That they're right. no longer a threat,
right.
So now you got to pay them $300.
But remember, we're not locking people up anymore. Yeah. I mean, that's a bad thing.
Well, not only that, but doesn't that also encourage, like, person number 11 to go shoot somebody because they didn't get their gift card? Yeah. How would you feel if you're number 11 and you're like, oh, sorry, you know, it's only the top 10, so here.
Feel free to shoot someone.
Right. I mean, there's really no reward for you not shooting somebody, so that guy's going to go out and shoot somebody.
Right, yeah.
And I think we should take that back. We should send them to Canada, not Nebraska.
Yes, definitely Canada.
My bad. I apologize for all the Cornhuskers.
Well, Canada doesn't really have many guns, so that they'll wipe out Canada within weeks.
That's true.
Yeah. They'll just have angry ice hockey players with hockey sticks defending the country.
You know, I know we rarely do this on the show, but there's another news story kind of attached to Canada. Today, Canada had to release maple syrup from their strategic maple syrup reserve.
Mm.
I know that sounds fake, but it's actually real. There is a strategic maple syrup reserve in Canada, and they had to release maple syrup today because there's a shortage.
Well, of all the things that you could keep strategically in Canada, that probably is going to be top three.
But here's where these two correlate. Going with Pat's idea, if you send these offenders up there to kill Canadians, they wouldn't have a maple syrup shortage, so they wouldn't have to release the maple syrup from the reserve.
Yeah, that seems a rather harsh
but we don't want
to but that regulate would be the flow of maple syrup.
I'm just offering additional solutions to the country of Canada.
Yeah, okay. So
that was a difficult sentence to get through, by the way.
So the program set to begin in October is run by the Human Rights Commission and Office of Economic and Workforce Development. Breed, I guess the name of the dude in there, claims that the program is not just cashed for criminals, claiming we're looking for ways to provide incentives to make sure they are actively engaged in seeing their parole and probation officers. She added, the data shows that when you provide people with opportunities that could change somebody's life, like giving them $300 worth of gift cards to Lululemon or Bed Bath and Beyond.
They're literally saying it's not cash for criminals because they're passing out gift cards rather than cash. It's one of those, you're correct, but you're not really telling the whole story there.
Well, hold on. There's somebody who is in favor of the program who's going to put it in a level we're going to be sympathetic to. Going to
send
it
home?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cheryl Davis said, it's not necessarily as cut and dry as folks may think. It's not as transactional as here's a few dollars so you don't do something bad, but it's really about how you help us improve public safety in the neighborhood. As you become better, your community benefits from that.
That didn't send it home.
I didn't send it home because she's
did
still,
it send it home still, for you, Pat?
They're still paying people not to shoot people.
Absolutely.
They're paying people not to shoot people. Nothing. Let's be honest. That's all it is.
What I'm curious, let's say you make the top 10, right?
Right.
And you get your gift cards. And then all of a sudden now you become a good member of society or whatever. Yeah. And they stop giving you the gift cards.
I'm gonna threaten. I'm gonna wave that. I'm gonna go out public.
It's a license to shoot. Then.
Yeah,
right.
Do a few dodgy social media posts, like I feel in the mood to shoot somebody. If only I had enough money to go down to, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond and buy a rug or something.
Maybe that's the loophole.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna have to expand that top 10.
I think so.
Well, let's say that I'm on the list.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've gone, you know, 6-7 months and I'm doing good, and then somebody just pisses me off.
Right.
So I bust a cap in them.
Gotcha.
I mean, so do I just lose my 300 for that month and I'm back good next month, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
Very good question.
Yes. So you could kind of get all your shootings looped into one month.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Keep a list of people that have wronged me.
Yeah. Like the dude in, what was it, Billy Madison? The. Why is that so funny? I mean, literally, the dude in Billy Madison, yes, that is like scratching the names off the list, because isn't it Billy Madison? He calls the Steve Buscemi character and he apologizes or whatever, and the Steve Buscemi character had the list of all the people he wanted to kill. So it's basically passing out gift cards to people like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
I think we should move on to the man who's trying to save the world with his penis.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Too many questions left in this one.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if San Francisco needs us to continue to work on this, we can.
I will tell you this, though. I can obviously imagine that the people getting these gift cards are not the people that they're paying to clean the poop up off the streets in San Francisco.
Are they paying people to do that?
Yeah. And it's a huge salary, too. Yeah. Last article I read, this was a while back, but it was a pretty big salary. To clean poop.
It's a lot of poop in the streets of San Francisco.
I could just take my dog for a walk up and down there.
Maybe they need to send in the Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Maybe they need
it. Yeah.
Well, they need a janitor dog for Paw Patrol to go clean the poop up off the streets. So what stereotypical dog would you choose to be the janitor?
Probably a Labrador. They'll eat anything.
No.
Black Lab?
No, that doesn't work. No, that doesn't work as a stereotypical janitor dog.
We had to tie a dog to a tree when I lived in Connecticut for 3 days because it ate through 12 boxes of cereal and was basically just a larva of diarrhea.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is.
Pat, if you had to hire a dog to be a janitor,
who stereotypically?
What breed would you choose?
Careful.
As sad as it is, that's like a serious question, but it's very hard to ask. But
is it going to be an old white dog who likes rubbing up against small children, or is it
What breed of dog would you hire?
It sounds like a Labrador kind of job, black lab.
I mean, two against one, but I still disagree.
They're too enthusiastic for it.
Well, Pat, you have
a lot of work, though.
It's a lot of work.
Don't we have to pick those trash cans up and dump them?
No. This is just clean the poop.
Why does it have to be dogs? Why can't we get monkeys?
Because they throw it.
So? It's not like they're going to mess the place up, is it?
No, but we could teach them to throw it in the trash can.
Why not just throw it at the people who are taking poops in the street? That should be the dissuader. If you're crouching taking a poop in the street, you should get hit up the side of the head with some poop flung by a monkey. I think I'm on to a winner with that one.
Yeah, you might want to write up a business plan on that.
Yeah. We'll supply the monkeys.
Where are we getting the monkeys?
There's a lab somewhere down the road. We've got to keep them stocked up on cigarettes because they have withdrawal symptoms, but we'll get them to do it.
Gotcha.
So, Pat, if you were going to save the world with your penis, what would be your first plan of action?
Don't you feel like we need...
I'd start with Selma Hayek, I can assure you that.
I feel like we need just like a 10-second, let's laugh for a minute and get some of this out.
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
No, this story can't.
All right, fair enough.
Wait.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was about to lose it there. And then you had to ask Pat that question. And I was about to lose it. So
he's going to save the world with his penis. And it's got something to do with Selma Hayek. Go on, Pat.
I'm going to repopulate
with Selma Hayek.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How's that saving the world, though? Just making lots of Pat and Selma Hayek.
Are you kidding me? How beautiful and successful those children would be? We would take over the world.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I could see that.
Yeah. All right. So, man, 39, cuts off his penis.
Well, he's already failed.
Well, you don't know what he's done with it yet.
True.
Oh, I can assure you it's not as good as what I was doing.
Well. And threw it out of the car window while he was being chased by police in Tennessee. Says he heard voices on the radio telling him it would save the world.
So we should delve into this article a little bit, but as an experiment, if you are in the car listening and you feel like saving the world, cut off your penis and throw it out the window.
And what, we'll just take a general, because we need a good number of people for an accurate case study.
And then we can follow up on, you know, this article.
Because it's not really empirical evidence.
There will be follow-ups, right?
Right, yeah. So, all right. So, again, for the benefit of our listeners, there's a photo of him. I don't know if this was pre-penis loss or post-penis loss.
That definitely looks like post.
He just looked like he has an element of regret across his brow.
He looks like somebody that probably had poop thrown at him in San Francisco.
By a monkey.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Tyson Gilbert allegedly said voices on the radio told him it would save the world. He led law enforcement officers from 6 different departments on a car chase. We'll talk about staffing issues in a moment. He almost made it to Interstate 40 before he was stopped and arrested. A highway patrol trooper said Gilbert was transferred to Vanderbilt Hospital. He was charged with 4 counts of attempted car theft last year.
So do we know where this is? I mean, you keep saying, you said Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that part.
Yeah. A Tennessee highway patrolman was the first to see Gilbert had mutilated himself after seeing the man who was driving naked, covered in blood. Well, he's a maniac now. Before, I thought he was just having a bad day, but he was actually driving naked to begin with. He was taken into custody. It's not known if his appendage was retrieved for a reattachment.
Oh, that's too bad.
And that was the end of the story, I said. So,
can you imagine, you know, walking, cleaning up the highway and discovering that?
Yeah. Although you'd think an animal would eat it.
Would that make the animal gay?
What if it's a female animal?
Good point.
Yeah. It's raining them.
Yeah, as a penis flies. But remember what was his name? John Wayne Bobbitt?
Yeah.
That Lorena Bobbitt cut that off.
Mm.
They literally like found it laying in a field.
Yeah, they reattached it and he became a porn star.
Well, briefly. Yeah, he found his, but he didn't find it. It was found for him.
Right.
And then they sewed it back.
Well, he didn't cut it off either.
That's right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But if you cut it off, wouldn't you kind of want to take note of
where you
maybe a road sign or something where you threw it out the window so you had like a general idea?
The mile marker 414.
Exactly.
Yeah, remember he had other things on his mind. He was being chased by the police.
Obviously.
Yeah. From 6 different departments.
And Lord knows there is no one that ever hears voices on the radio because that's basically
the point of the radio, yeah.
Right.
Although normally they don't tell you can save the world by cutting your dick off, so there's that.
But we did.
We did do that.
Yes. I did that right before you read the article.
What, cut your dick off to save the world?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a test.
Oh.
You're expecting people to email in the results.
Yeah, but we might need a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Can't afford that.
Should we move on to toilet problems?
Yes.
Now, I've had some toilet issues in my time, mainly because of my love of spicy food and that particular dish, which you hate, curry.
Yes, but I believe we all have.
Yeah. But not to the extent this man has.
Oh, no.
Right. Man, 33. I love how they always put the age in there.
Yes.
Just in case. All right, it's 28. I've got no sympathy for him. Right. 34. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah. 64.
Screw him.
Yeah.
Right. Man, 33, was left ejaculating out of his anus.
I don't think you read that correctly.
I did. Was left ejaculating out of his anus, and this has got nothing to do with it's raining men song.
Is that possible?
Apparently, if you cut it off and reattach it backwards, maybe. Well,
listen, then you'll know it's exactly. This isn't even half. This is only half of his issue.
Right, but we've already moved on.
Oh, it's his whole issue. Different person. Believe me.
Yeah, this is a different person. This is not.
It's not the same dude, mate.
He must have somehow.
This isn't a successful follow-up.
Okay.
Like 2 months later, like he's still got no penis, but now he can ejaculate out of his bum hole. It's not like a successful follow-on story.
Okay.
This is a different person.
I think you need to start the headline.
Well, he's changed his age for one, so it's not like, you know.
Right.
You think that the guy in Tennessee is the only guy who's ever had his penis whacked off?
No.
No? We already determined right, John Wayne Bobbitt.
So perhaps this is had happened previously. That's what I'm sticking with until I find a better reason.
Fair enough.
Not sure why somebody's, you know, ejaculating out their anus.
Right. Well, this is a different person. He's left ejaculating out of his anus and urinating feces during a rare condition, but didn't seek medical help for 2 years.
Sure, because that seems natural.
It's got a diagram, but it looks like, you know when you push your face up against one of those pin things and it pushes like...
Sure.
Well, if you put that over the face of the Predator, you know, in the Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Yeah, Predator. Movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's what that photo looks like, but it's supposed to be like part of the human body. I'm not sure which bit it is.
So basically, he's got a plumbing issue.
Maybe. He's from Texas, actually.
Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Well,
how could you answer maybe?
Let me read more of the article before you start talking about his plumbing and getting personal.
Well, I hope this happens to you, and I have to take you to the hospital. And then I say, well, maybe he has a plumbing issue and you're sitting there crying because this is happening to you. And I'm going to say, well, we're not sure. I don't know if we should take you to the hospital because it's a strong maybe.
Mm. Well, I'm going to leave it for 3 years, not 2 years, because I'm not going to be like that pussy. You could only put up with it for 2 years. So the man in Texas sought medical help after suffering testicle pain for 5 days, because that would be when I'd go in, not when I was pooping out of my penis and ejaculating out of my ass.
Okay.
It would be when I got testicle pain. That's when I'd be going in.
But that was basically 2 years and 5 days. So it's this has been happening for 2 years, but you wait until your balls hurt and then you go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Priorities.
So he was passing a substantial amount of semen and urine from his anus. Doctors discovered he had an abnormal connection between prostate and rectum.
So, I was right.
Yeah.
Bad plumbing.
Yeah. He didn't seek medical help for 2 years, only went for a checkup after suffering testicle pain. He told medics he had passed a substantial amount of semen from his anus for 2 years. I'm surprised somebody didn't bring up the question. Did you think about coming in maybe the day after it first happened?
Yeah, but maybe the dude didn't have any friends. I mean, you know, you're sitting around with your buddies and you're joking and they're talking about, you know, kind of quote-unquote toilet humor. And wouldn't you be saying to yourself, wait a second, I don't do any of that. Like, it comes out the
gone to a party where this might be a natural reaction for 24 hours afterwards.
Probably.
Yeah. So the man who wasn't identified complained of fecaluria. That's nice he knows the name of it, even though he didn't bother going to the... He's probably gone on WebMD. And the one time it doesn't come up with you've got cancer, it says you're coming out of your ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doctors discovered he had abnormal connection. That's causing his urine, feces, and semen to come out of unexpected places. 5 cases per million are diagnosed each year.
5 cases per million each year. Is that worldwide or U.S.? Do we know?
I don't know, honestly,
at that point, does it really matter?
No.
Right? So this is not just like a one-off deal.
No. So there's roughly about 200 people in the United States walking around ejaculating out of their ass pooping out of their pee-pee.
Honestly, if you were one of those 200 people that just happen to be a listener to this podcast, we would love to interview you.
Yeah.
But it will be done remotely.
Mm. But it does need to be on Zoom, though.
Oh, yes.
Because they want to see it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just not truly live.
Yeah. Now, do you want the medical definition of it?
Yes.
All right. Rectal prostate fistula is a very rare condition and is only diagnosed in 5 people per million every year. The condition occurs when a connection appears between the prostate, which produces a fluid used to make semen, and the rectum, which stores fecal matter. This allows fluids to flow back and forth between the two areas, which can lead to semen leaking out the anus.
I regret asking you to give us the medical definition now.
Yeah. Well, you've only got, you know, a 1 in 200,000 chance of getting it, so...
Yeah. I bet your chances increase if you eat curry.
No. Because you wouldn't be able to pick up what you had in that.
No.
When you go, it could be anything. Right. So let's move to our final article, the X-Men.
Okay. I was so hoping that was not the closing.
Yeah.
No. No.
But I'm honestly, Pat, I'm a little nervous for the closing article of the gems that he has found. I'm kind of nervous for this one.
This is quite gentle in comparison.
Okay, good.
Right. Just call him Wokerine. New executive of Marvel Universe says studio could drop the word men from X-Men over concerns the title is not inclusive. Now, that whole movie, Dark Phoenix, she was an X-Men person, wasn't she?
Yeah, but...
The girl from Game of Thrones.
Well, first of all, I didn't see it, so I can't help you there. But
well, she's definitely a woman.
But isn't the term kind of like in Spanish where... You know, you have gender roles in Spanish for, like, the masculine and the feminine. But if feminine is included with masculine, it just defaults to masculine. Like, the word hermano is brother, hermana is sister. But if you say, like, brothers and sisters, it's hermanos, not hermanas. Because if you say hermanas, it's all women, right? So X-Men is basically inclusive already, saying they're people, they're X-people.
Yeah, too logical.
Yeah.
That's just like your reasoning for Paw Patrol. It's just too logical. It's just,
I think my reasoning for Paw Patrol was actually better than this one.
These people don't operate on logic. Okay. Alonso, who 4 days ago was promoted to president of physical production, hinted that internal thinking is that the name X-Men isn't sufficiently inclusive.
Okay. Now, I never do this to you.
All right.
Okay, but... I was watching as you read that. You need to back up and you need to reread that because you did not read that sentence correctly.
Which sentence?
The one you just read. I want you to read it again because you skipped the first name of that person.
Alonso.
And that's very important.
Alonso.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the previous sentence, mate. Victoria Alonso. I didn't read that sentence. I read the second one.
Okay, you need to read that sentence.
All right, Marvel Studios, new woke president, Victoria Alonso, is considering dropping the men from X-Men to make the brand more inclusive.
Maybe you did. Okay, sorry.
what was the point in that?
The point being, Victoria, if we're talking about traditional methods, right?
Of what?
Of identifying people based off of their name, right? Mm. And unfortunately, I mean, Pat probably can attribute the fact of like SNL skits. You know, it's like, oh, it's Pat, you know, it's time for androgyny.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure Pat's going to say, yeah, back when that was popular, it sucked to have the name Pat, right?
Yeah.
But that's one of those Victoria, pretty sure
that
that's identify as female.
Right, yeah.
Just so we're clear.
So the newly minted president has also been behind an effort to turn perpetual Marvel villain Loki into a gender-fluid character.
Isn't Loki the brother of Thor?
Thor, yeah.
Which is a god, right?
Yeah.
Thor's a god. Is Loki a god?
Yeah, that's his brother. Yeah, they're gods, yeah.
And Thor is the god of thunder, right?
Yeah.
What's Loki?
He just causes a lot of trouble. I don't think he's a god of anything. Disorder or screwing things
sucks
up.
Sucks to be Loki. So I guess if you're going to pick somebody.
It does now because he's got
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Got even worse for him. If he didn't have it bad now, he has it bad.
Sad. So let's see if they've got any type of excuse for this. Blah, blah, blah. No, they haven't. It's just woke crap. Right. Oh, here we go.
Why were all these articles about woke things?
It just followed. Just followed one article after another. In the woke section of the...
Yeah, exactly. You went to the woke section.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it then. So
have you also heard that you're not supposed to even use that term anymore? That's like a baby boomer term?
Oh, well, I've got an even better one for you. In Colorado, they're going to remove the term sex offender because it's considered offensive to sex offenders. They've now got like it's a 4 or 5 word description of the person. They can't use the term sex offender anymore.
What's the term?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. But it's like 4 or 5 words.
4 or 5 words. It makes it sound like you were caught shoplifting or something.
Oh.
Because you don't want to offend the sex offender.
Not raping small children.
Right.
It's just like stealing a packet of chips or something.
Yeah. I guess everybody is entitled to their rights.
Mm. Not them.
Not them.
Not them.
Oh.
So that's it.
Well, with all that said, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Hey, be sure and catch us on this Wisdom app. We're going to give it a shot, try it out, and see what we think of that. And we'll probably have a follow-up. We're kind of nodding our heads at each other. We'll probably definitely have a follow-up with that in a later episode.
We probably definitely will.
Probably, definitely, might, maybe.
Yeah. We'll leave it to Pat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have Pat follow up on that because we're not going to do it. Anyway, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.